Welcome to the Blog with Jesus.com podcast. I'm your creative power coach, Robert Welsh, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. Please hit that subscribe button and tap the bell so you can be notified every time we upload a podcast. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about how to become a visionary, the power of walking in the Spirit, part 5. Let's begin today's teaching with a foundational text. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11 in the World English Bible read, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry afterward. The tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.' But he answered, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of God's mouth.' Then the devil took him into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you do not dash your foot against a stone.' Jesus said to him again, 'It is written, you shall not test the Lord your God.' Again the devil took him to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. He said to him, 'I will give you all these things if you fall down and worship me.' Then Jesus said to him, 'Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.' Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and served him." First of all, we have to see that the devil is a flesh devil. He's not spiritual. He didn't even know that Jesus was the Son of God. He had to ask him in verse 3, "If you are the Son of God." Secondly, the devil asked him in verse 3, "Command these stones become bread." The devil was looking for a physical or fleshly sign. The number one principle of becoming a visionary or a Christian is that you have to win the battle in the spirit before you can manifest it in the flesh. That's Galatians 5:16. Remember our motto, believe the word, speak the word, and manifest the promise. Your battles are won in the spirit before they are won in the flesh. So before you give somebody a piece of your mind, remember it's better to be silent. Before you quit your job, remember it's better to endure. And when you want to act out in the flesh, remember it's better to pray. This is how the things in the kingdom of God work. And before you know it, your vision will come to pass. Please share this podcast with others. We want to take them on this same faith journey. Now, for everything Blog with Jesus, please visit us at blogwithjesus.com. Now, we never like to close our program without giving you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, I believe if you prayed that prayer at me, you got born again. Please keep God first place in life. He's going to take you places you never dreamed. This is Robert Welsh for blogwithjesus.com. Remember to believe the word, speak the word, and manifest the promise. I'll see you on next podcast. Blessings.